Doctors are preparing for a fight with gun rights activists. This after the Massachusetts Medical Society partnered with Attorney General Maura Healey on a plan to ask doctors to talk with patients about gun safety. The Medical Society calls it a public health issue. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story.
Every year, the Massachusetts Medical Society picks an important public health topic of the day and tries to figure out how to make a difference. This year, it's guns. Dr. Georges Benjamin, director of the American Public Health Association, warned physicians to be ready for pushback.
Because you will be asked, why do doctors care about this? I'd love for you all to say, it's mine because it hurts people or it kills people. It's a physician's prerogative.
The Centers for Disease Control says 91 Americans are killed with guns every day. Attorney General Healey plans to partner with the Medical Society to reduce gun deaths. Their first step is urging doctors to ask patients if there are guns in the home, if they're locked and unloaded, or if the patient feels threatened. Healey slammed a Florida law, tied up in court, that limits when doctors can discuss guns with patients.
Physicians ask patients about everything from use of seatbelts to alcohol and drug use to, you know, vaccinations. For God's sakes, you mean to say that physicians should be precluded from asking patients about the most lethal consumer product out there, a gun? That's just wrong.
Even if asking questions is the right thing to do, what happens if a patient's answers raise concerns?
There's a patient who had a high-capacity weapon, and he had a fight with his dad.
Dr. Chris Barsotti tells the story of a patient brought to an emergency room after the patient's dad called police. The patient's medical record showed a history of risky behaviors.
He'd been in fights. We also thought that maybe he abuses narcotics because he's been here a lot, and I see that he's been and got prescriptions filled in this state and that state.
But this was all confidential information. Barsotti could have ignored privacy rules and alerted police, but only if he thought the patient was an imminent risk to himself or others. Barsotti says he didn't know how to decide. Immediate danger? Future danger? None at all?
I have no guidelines. I just know that there's this person who has a large gun that's caused concern in the community, but I don't know what I can do about it.
Some doctors say Healey should press for legislation that would release doctors to disclose patient information more often in the spirit of public protection. Gun owners have a direct message for doctors who plan to take steps to remove their guns or even ask about them.
Quite frankly, it's none of your business.
Jim Wallace is director of the Gun Owners Action League of Massachusetts. Wallace says his members may not tell the truth because they'd be worried that information about guns might be used against them.
People are already very cautious about discussing the Second Amendment and who they discuss it with because it is so cherished by the American people. I think most people would agree that the few minutes that I do get with a physician, I want to talk about what's bothering me or what's ailing me. I don't want to have discussions about things that may or may not be in my house.
Still, Massachusetts Medical Society President Dr. Dennis Dimitri says he sees room for compromise.
Even those who want to have guns of their own don't want guns to be in the hands of people who are potentially dangerous. And on that particular issue, I think there's a lot of agreement.
Wallace says he does agree and would meet with the Medical Society and Attorney General Healey to discuss their plans. It would help, he says, if more of the people making rules about firearms understood how they work, how they are used, and what they mean to people who own guns. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.